The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark.
Glory to you, Lord.
As Jesus came out of the temple, one of his disciples said to him, "Look, teacher, what large stones and what large buildings." Then Jesus asked him, "Do you see these great buildings? Not one stone will be left here upon another. All will be thrown down." When he was sitting on the Mount of Olives opposite the temple, Peter, James, John, and Andrew asked him privately, "Tell us, when will this be and what will be the sign that all these things are about to be accomplished?" Then Jesus began to say to them, "Beware that no one leads you astray. Many will come in my name and say, 'I am he,' and they will lead many astray. When you hear of wars and rumor of wars, do not be alarmed. This must take place, but the end is still to come. For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And there will be earthquakes in various places, there will be famines. This is but the beginning of the birth pangs." The Gospel of the Lord.
Let us pray. Show us the path of life, O God, for you alone are our portion and our cup, and you make our lot secure. Amen.
This past Friday, we celebrated our annual Christ the King festival with much jubilation. We ate some delicious chicken, rice and beans, and tortillas made by Linda Marks and yours truly. We drank liberally of water and wine, not water turned to wine, just to be clear. Many of us caught up with our CTK familia, and like any familia, we spurred each other on to purchase a laundry list of stuff. Raffle tickets for breads, the potential for a parking spot, sociables and all kinds of auction items. We waited with bated breath to hear who would win the quilter's quilt. And thank you, Justin, my wonderful husband, for doing your duty to choose this year's winner. And lest we forget that we auctioned off a superb ship made by our very own Casey London. All this merriment and effort was done in the name of love. That is, love of neighbor. A love made manifest not only by what we purchased or by our monthly financial commitments, but also by the hours of volunteer work that we all have done with the various community agencies throughout the city of Houston. We partner with them to transform lives, especially those of the most vulnerable in this, our wonderful city. But this word, transform, is quite a theologically loaded word. It often has these pie-in-the-sky kind of qualities, rather than something we can experience today. And we churchy people use this churchy word to make clear that our lives are different because of what God has done and continues to do for us and for all of the people of this city that we encounter every day. But to be clear, we're not a social services agency, nor are we a center for partisan politics. We are a singing people, marking the beginning and the ending of our days, as the psalmist says, I have set the Lord always before me. Because God is at my right hand, I shall not be shaken. We are a singing people, and the Psalms are balms for our soul, with the power to move us, to transform us. But Psalms are like those type of songs that you dance to. Salsas, cumbias, bachata, merengue, tejano. And so that I don't get in trouble with the president of our congregation, the Argentinian tango. Oh, the Texas two-step, I heard that one there. My bad. Psalms are the sighing of oppressed people, the heart of a heartless world, the soul of soulless conditions. It's like the Mexican theologian José Porfirio Miranda says, it can surely be said that the Psalter presents the struggle of the just against the unjust, life against the forces of death. And whatever struggles you may have, or you have a word of gratitude to share, you know that there's a psalm for you. And I know this. Yesterday I was at Kids and Kin, a worship service and activity for families here at Christ the King Church. And the children shared a comforting and awe-inspiring psalm, Psalm 95, with me from this little book. And I will now read it to you. Here's how it goes. Everyone? Let us shout loud with joy to God, because God is a really big God. He can hold the world in his hands, the deep caves, the mountaintops, the blue seas, and you and me too. How often do we and our children need to hear the good news found in Psalms, as clearly said in this book? That even in the most challenging moments of our lives, when our bodies are not moving quite like we're used to, or we're in the deepest depression, we know that there's a song within our bones that rings to the core of who God has made us to be. And I'll read you another song. God is my shepherd and leads me in the right direction. And even if I have to walk in a dark place, I am not scared. I know nothing will hurt me if I walk with God. Even the great Howard Thurman used to recite such a song of comfort, Psalm 139, to remind himself that no matter what kind of discrimination he would face, he knew that God had fearfully and wonderfully made him. I would like to imagine that when Jesus walked with his disciples to the Garden of Gethsemane, laughing and chatting away, Jesus sang songs like this for all of us in mind as he set his face to be betrayed and to be handed over to be crucified. Our psalm today, Psalm 16, is a prayer of absolute and unshakable confidence in the God of Jesus Christ, the God our Savior. The same God who made the heavens and the earth, who led his people out of Egypt and brought them into the promised land. This hymn is as stirring as any movement of Gustav Holst's The Planets. The psalmist implores God to protect us, as God has protected the saints of every time and place. You are my Lord, I have no good apart from you. Here's the voice of someone who, having nothing else in life, sees God as the only thing going right for them. Yet if I'm going to be honest, even I struggle to trust God. How many of us have an unshakable foundation in God that is unscathed in light of what we hear in the news? How can we join the psalmist's confession when it seems as if our world is falling apart and none of our usual comforts or daily rituals or the liberties we have taken for granted seem to help? Illness strikes, our hard-earned life battles are being rolled back, injustice seems to abound, and the only word we have to say is, "Where are you, God?" And we languish with Jesus on the cross, hearing only this verse of the psalm, Psalm 22. My God, why have you forsaken me?" We often meditate on this verse from Psalm 22 during Holy Week. And sadly, we have domesticated these words as Jesus' final words. I would say that Jesus has given us these words as an earworm, so that we do not despair during the crosses of our lives. But remember that last phrase in the psalm. Future generations will be told about the Lord and proclaim his deliverance to a people yet unborn, saying that God has done it. This is just like the ending of our psalm today. You, God, show me the path of life. In your presence there is fullness of joy. In your right hand are pleasures forevermore. Folks, it's the voice of Jesus. Take any psalm, and you will hear the voice of Jesus praying, as the author of Hebrews says, that Jesus always lives to make intercessions for us. And his prayer is not just words on a page. His is a song that transforms us so that we can be psalms to others, so that all that we think and feel and pray and do on behalf of us and on the behalf of the oppressed peoples may be an answer to Jesus' prayers. From the hour when we wake up to when we fall asleep, our lives are living prayers that people in this city desperately need. That whether we take our children to school or spoil the grandkids or find ways to feed at least one family, even learn Spanish as a second language, God is making of our lives a psalm. Or I would rather say, is making us a cumbia, so that we can live as God has intended us. That's, I would say, the kind of life that I experienced during Christ the King Fest. A people holding on to dear life, to the fullness of life, to joy and pleasures forevermore. Now more than ever, God is giving us opportunities to create spaces for us and for marginalized people to restore our collective souls. Jesus is our portion in a cup that we partake today at this table. And that it's this fiesta that allows us to be a living prayer for people in this city. So will you dance with me and sing with God, who's decided to put on the next cumbia song, who's ready to boogie? I am. Amen.